I'm fascinated with what, more specifically, I'm fascinated with the light that glows from the stars above us, in the atmosphere, in the stratospheres, and the spheres above that, and into the heavens and into the universe. Have you had one of those moments or moments in life when you looked up, particularly on a clear night, and you saw the gorgeous canopy of lights in the heavens? Stars that you cannot count. Millions and millions and millions of stars. Light that I believe gives us hope. Gives us hope. One particular experience in my life that gave me hope in the canopy of stars was when I was just beginning my service in ministry as a student local pastor in Stockton County, in the little town of Nellie, 250 people. Yahoo! 250 people in this small community. There weren't a lot of lights, and so when it got dark and on clear nights, you could seem like you could see forever. And I remember one night in particular, our immediate family was having a campfire of sorts, and it was glowing, the embers, and it seemed to connect with the glow of the stars and the heavens. And I wondered for a moment on how many people, hundreds, thousands, even millions of years perhaps before me, creatures in God's kingdom had looked up and seen those very same stars. It was magnificent. It was a wonder. And I talked about that very deeply. While in a simple way enjoyed that life, I wondered about the connection of the stars with people who had gone before us, that had admired them. So I shared that with one of the leaders in our church, and I was amazed when he connected with me. And he said, well, that's a real possibility. Because he said when they excavated the parsonage, which was church-owned property that the pastor and their family stayed in, when they were excavating it, years and decades before that we were there, they discovered what they found were artifacts of probably human inhabitants. And then more specifically, they found spearheads. They found flint. Long story short, they called architects, and they called archaeologists, and they called scientists into those appearing ruins to do some carbon dating, and they found that these arrowheads dated all the way back to the first inhabitants in what we know now as North America, in that part of the world, in Ohio, Paleo-Indians. Paleo-Indians who had made their way 12,000 to 10,000 B.C. from what we knew as Siberia now, or what we know as Siberia now, into Canada and Alaska, Northwest and through, and during those years, and finally to Ohio. They dated those around 9,000 to 8,500 B.C. That means the people that were living there and had their fires and they had their warmth, they were looking at the skies and seeing perhaps the same stars that we were seeing. Infinite it was seen, this light, this hope, connecting power in the stars of life and light eternal. What are other experiences that you've had in light? Some of mine have to do with going with my family to Sedona, Arizona, where it is one of the greatest places to see canopies of lights. Another place that I went to is in Canada, in the Blind River area. It was a clear night, and you could look up and see forever, and I saw northern lights, the aurora of the magnetic field, and flashing red and green, and I wondered about these stars and how long they truly would live. And was their life after they burn out, or are they simply just done? From the time of Paleo-Indians to my family in that Coshocton County town, to people that may have looked up thousands and millions of years ago at Sedona, Arizona, or anywhere on the earth, where is the power of God's infinite grace and love and the power of light in the heavens? And when these stars go out, is it all over? Does it end? Astronomers say no. Astronomers say no. I've done some homework and research on this, and they're consistent that with the stars and the novas and the supernovas, that they contain helium and hydrogen that's compressed, and they harden, and when they explode, they emit elements of oxygen and nitrogen and carbon. And the stars do not burn out. The material, some people think that when the star burns out, it's just gone. The material forms other stars that form other stars that form other stars, and the cycle is unbroken. Darkness never prevailed. Darkness never prevailed. From the Paleo-Indians, however they lived, they passed on love, care, community to family, from generation to generation to generation, through light and hope. God's cycle of light and love never ends, and we are reminded of that light eternal in what was born in Jesus Christ. What was born in Jesus Christ. Forming and shaping in him that would be passed on and formed and shaped with his family to the first disciples and the apostles and people that would come after him, the light would never end. Forming and shaping light eternal from one to another is what gives us hope, what gives us peace, what gives us love, which gives us joy. When we die, we do not die. We pass on the life of God's Spirit, Christ's Spirit within us. The light of God's Spirit goes on eternal, and we know that we have a promise of eternal life in the heavens. From birth to life to death to life again, Jesus Messiah, Savior of the Lord, brought this great message. The angels come and the light shone upon them, that good news would come to them, that born to you this day is the Messiah, Son of God. Born to you this day is the light and life of Jesus Christ that never ends. It lives in you. Some people doubt that beyond the stars and the heavens, and through people through thousands of millions of years, and yes, through Jesus Christ and the disciples and the apostles and the first people who built the church, beyond nature, well, it's got to be someone else, but not the light in me. I don't have light. Or maybe you come this evening and you feel like it's burned out, and there's nothing more left to form. Maybe you're in a dark place, and I'm here to tell you that darkness never overcomes the light. For whatever you bring here in brokenness and sorrow, but also in joy and hope, we come with all kinds of mixtures of experiences. And how we connect with nature and our world and our families. And we have marker points in our lives when sometimes we feel like that star has burned out. That soul spirit of me, that star of light has burned out, and I'm here to tell you that it has not. It will bring light again and again and again. Look around you. You have the image of light around you. Hold on to that. Live with that. Be empowered with that. And know that the light lives forever. Jesus reminds us of this light. In nature and all matters of heaven and earth, from stars to candlelight, to worship, to every experience in life that we can imagine, darkness does not overcome light. Hear these good words from the Gospel of John. As he spoke them to his disciples, and he speaks them to you. As for any other image of light that you can think of, primarily know that it lives in you. It lives in you. If you doubt it or you haven't been told that, I'm here to tell you that it is there. And hopefully out of some belief and conviction, someone will come to you and give you that hope again. Jesus says this: I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Hold on to that. Some people will say, yeah, preacher. That's not my experience. Right now, I feel like I'm walking in darkness, and there is no light. And I understand that feeling, and I know that experience. But if you stay with it, you'll see that the light is eternal and it will come forth again. You will have the light of life. If you don't know that yourself, go to somebody who can give you that encouragement. If not in this place, as we go out into Christmas Eve night and into Christmas Day, Find that person that you can trust and say, well, I'm feeling a bit dark right now. I don't have light. Can you give me hope? I heard about a message of the stars, but that doesn't work for me in nature. I heard about the preacher talking about people around me that have the light, but that's not working for me. And maybe I'm not even sure about this Jesus thing. When you talk to people, when you converse with people, and you trust, you find Christ and you find the light of God, and it will help and support you as you journey into the new year. Hold on to the light of life. God and Jesus never let go of you and their light for you and their love for you. Even when you come to times when you may not even love yourself, know that you are loved and that you are cared for. Hear these words from Matthew. Again, as Jesus taught his disciples and reassures us, in the best of times and the worst of times, in the most glowing light of times in our life, or in those dark times, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. I don't know everyone here, but I can see to know you just by our eye contact. And that's the connecting light of the Spirit. That's the connecting light of Jesus Christ, born in your lives again, wherever you come from and whatever you believe, and how God is forming and shaping material spirit, material soul, material body, with all of you are, all of your elements, into light. Know that you are loved and you are cared for very, very much. Because Jesus seeks you out to be born in your life again with light. Amen.